How do people feel about getting Big Fitness Energy at Planet Fitness for $15 a month? They feel as thrilled as a kid the first summer they're tall enough to ride the roller coaster. That's right. When you join Planet Fitness right now, you get access to tons of equipment and free fitness training in a clean and spacious club. Don't wait. Join the judgment-free zone today for that all-day energy. Download the free Planet Fitness app and join today for $15 a month.
Hurry. Deal ends September 12th. Join today for $15 a month.
See Home Club for details.
Still on the big story of the day. It's a local story that's now a pretty national story. You're just joining us. Of course, we're talking about Stand Your Ground laws back in the forefront. It's been a long time. It's been about 4 years since, 4 or 5 years since Zimmerman. Longer, right?
Since the murder? Yeah. His murder was like in 2010, but I feel like he was on trial.
It was like probably 6, 7 years ago, right? It's been a while. Anyway, that's where we first really heard of the law. Unless, you know, you're somebody that pays attention to that. If you're a gun owner or something, I'm sure you probably heard of it. But
I believe the shooting was in 2012, and then the verdict was decided in July of 2013. So, what is that, 5 years ago?
Yeah. There we go. Because I know it was right about the time I started working here, so I was talking about it all the time.
Yeah.
So I knew it was around 5 years ago. But this case is a little different. This was really a close one when it comes to the video. It's like, was it Stand Your Ground? When I first looked at it, I was like, he's going to jail. This guy clearly was taking a step back from him.
Yeah, I'm going to look at the surveillance again.
Yeah. So what happened was a Clearwater convenience store. Quick review. Man gets out of the car. His girlfriend is driving. His fiance. Mm-hmm. She's driving. He gets out with his 5-year-old son. They go in to grab some snacks. And she's in a handicapped parking spot.
Uh-huh.
The car is running. She's waiting on him. He's just running in real quick. Grabs some quick bite to eat. And another guy pulls up. 47-year-old guy pulls up. And he's being kind of a busybody. Kind of a little bitch. So he starts like looking around at her car. See if she has a handicap sticker.
Uh-huh.
Then he confronts her about it. He doesn't get in her face. He's a few feet away
from the car.
He's
a few feet away from the car.
Yeah.
She barely gets out of the car.
Yeah.
I don't think any words, and if they were literally as he's approaching him. There was no sort of, I'm trying to have a conversation. The guy who got killed just approaches him and just shoves him hard to the ground.
Yeah,
I'm watching the video right now.
Yeah, it was a pretty hefty. I've watched it.
It was a hefty shove, and immediately he pulls the gun and strikes twice in the chest.
And you can tell he's trained with the weapon because the way he's holding it, aiming it, he's down on it. You know, he rolls up on his knees. He has that thing pulled out quick. So he's a concealed weapons permit carrier. He's been ready for this situation, and I really feel that. I mean, I can't say that's what he was thinking, but in my heart, I believe this guy has been itching for a reason to pop a cap in somebody. I don't even believe, and we talked about this, I don't believe this was a race issue. Even though it was a black guy that got shot, white guy that shot him, I think this guy was a jerk off. I think he would have shot anybody that shoved him to the ground.
Yeah.
Anybody. I mean, I'm not saying that maybe he didn't get more gratification, but I don't know the guy like that. But two shots.
He does take a step back.
Yeah, he takes a step back and then he gets popped.
He runs.
He ran inside and collapsed next to his 5-year-old son.
Oh, my God.
So it's a sad situation. Mistakes were made, obviously, on both sides, but one was, killed him. Should a guy have pushed him to the ground? No.
Who does that? He like pulled up. The guy who was being a busybody.
Yeah.
Like parks his car to yell at somebody.
It's
over
the same
handicap.
Guy that reports your HOA because your grass is too tall.
Yeah,
like
what are you
stop
doing?
Stop being
like,
you're a C word is what you are. You're a C word. I wish I could say that word on the air, but that's what the guy is. Straight up. Let's take some phone calls. Cherokee, what's up? You're on the Johnny B Show.
Hey, what's happening, man? Now, this happened right in my backyard. I mean, I live right here.
Right.
I've frequented that store many times.
Gotcha.
Okay. I know the owner well.
Okay.
And it's an incline to pull right into it. There's not that many spaces in this little place, right?
Gotcha, yeah.
But still in all, No, this guy needs to go to jail, and he needs to go to jail for murder, straight up.
Well,
I mean, look,
in most states in the United States, he probably would be getting tried right now for murder. But the way the law is written in Florida, if you can prove that you had fear for your life, you're allowed to shoot and you're allowed to protect yourself, even using deadly force. So if you're going by the law, he didn't do anything wrong. I mean, but everybody sees the video. So it's obvious that they have to fix this law. They got to do it.
They got to amend it somehow.
They got to. And they need to use this video, and hopefully this will, you know,
be the catalyst.
Legs.
Yeah, absolutely. Thanks. Yeah, appreciate it, Cherokee. Appreciate the call, man. Yeah, I mean, I've pulled into a handicapped spot for a second while somebody runs in real quick. You know what I mean? If I saw somebody with a handicapped spot pull up behind me, I get out of the way. You know what I mean?
There were plenty of parking spots open.
Yeah.
You know, so it wasn't even like an issue where some handicapped person can't get in or something.
This guy was just a bitch.
Yeah, he pulled into another spot to yell at this woman.
Yeah, he's a bitch. He's a little bitch ass. But I mean, at the end of the day, that's the most minute part of the story. The big story is somebody died and somebody's not being charged for it. So, yeah, like I said, lessons need to be learned here across the board. Number one, don't engage unless you absolutely have to defend yourself or a loved one. If this guy was physically or looked like he was going to physically harm your girlfriend, then you shove him to the ground.
And there's nothing wrong with him pulling. I guess there's nothing wrong with him pulling the gun or maybe even just threatening
yeah,
him.
Hey, get away from me.
Yeah.
I got that. Yeah. Because then after that, you face consequences, you know, like maybe the cops say, hey, he has the right to pull a gun or.
If you step another, you know, step towards me, yeah. I'll shoot.
Even the cops will do that, man. You shove a cop to the ground, he pulls a gun out, and he's like, hey, you know, back up. If they back up, then they'll arrest you. I mean, depending on where you're at. But you know what I'm saying. I mean, you would hope that's what they do. Cameron, what's up? You're on the Johnny B Show.
Sorry, I got three quick points for you guys. One, the Stand Your Ground law also includes in fear of great bodily harm.
Right.
It's not just fear of death.
Oh, yeah,
so
you're right.
This guy can't prove that he was in fear of his life,
right.
But he wasn't in fear of great bodily harm. Mm-hmm. Stand Your Ground comes into play.
Absolutely correct.
True.
Yep.
The pulling the gun to gain leverage in the situation or, hey, I've got a gun and stop, whatever, you can't do that. You do that, you as the concealed weapons permit holder can now be charged with brandishing your weapon,
right.
Using it to gain leverage in the situation.
Yeah.
Third quick point. When she was, Anna was talking about, you know, shooting him in the knee or something else, again, if you are in a situation where you're in fear of your life or great bodily harm, mm-hmm. you need to stop that attacker. The best way to stop it mm-hmm. is center mass shots.
That's true.
And that's all there is to it.
All good points.
Again, as the way the sheriff put it, this probably falls into the law where he did not do anything wrong.
Right.
But just because you can doesn't mean you should. He
yep.
should not have shot this guy. I personally would not have shot this guy.
No.
And I carry a weapon every single day.
I could not agree with you on every single point more, Cameron. Good call, buddy. You nailed it. And I should have mentioned that it's not just imminent death. It's bodily harm because mm-hmm. I read the law very clearly.
Right.
He's right. Thanks, Cameron. Appreciate it, buddy.
Thanks, Cameron.
Yeah, y'all have a good night.
You too, man. Yeah, he's right, man. That more supports the police's decision or the investigator's decision to not charge the guy because the way the law is written. It's clearly written horribly. Like,
it needs more detail.
Yes.
Yeah, it really does.
It has to.
Because this guy literally got away with murder.
Yeah.
And by law, he didn't break the law.
And you can't say that the guy didn't act out of anger or frustration because he had been arguing with the girlfriend before he got shoved to the ground. So it was already heated. So it wasn't like he's just a guy standing around and he gets shoved to the ground. He was already having an argument.
He was provoking, yeah.
He was provoking. He was being a bitch ass. And he was probably, you know, seeing red himself because he was so angry that these people were parked in a handicapped parking spot. Because, you know, he's the worst Avenger there is in the Marvel Universe. He is the guy that goes around checking people on their handicapped parking. Vinny, what's up?
Hey, I don't know. I kind of disagree with you about the handicapped parking thing. I mean, obviously, you don't go around shooting people, but I do think I have a lot of friends who are disabled veterans, and it really is a big deal for them. Some of them, if they can't get handicapped parking, they just can't. They got to wait. You know, they got to sit in their truck and wait.
So you think it's your duty to walk up to somebody that's in a parking spot and confront them?
My duty? No, but I don't think it's cool. You're making it seem like this guy is a complete jerk for wanting people not to.
He is. I mean, if he wanted to say something, he could have walked into the store and told the clerk, "Hey, there's somebody parking the handicap spot. That's not cool. Let the store owner handle it because it's his store." You know what I mean? I mean, it's not your place to make a citizen's arrest.
I didn't say it was my place.
Not yours. I mean,
the only person here apparently that actually was breaking the law was the woman in the car. So if she didn't want anyone to get shot, if she didn't want her boyfriend to get shot, maybe she shouldn't break the law.
Do you think that she really thought that her boyfriend might die because she was sitting in a handicapped parking spot while he ran in for 1 minute?
Do you think the guy that told her, "Hey, you probably shouldn't be parking there," thought he was going to get attacked? Of course not. No.
Well, he was provoking. Was he not provoking an attack?
We don't know what he said. You can't tell somebody when somebody's breaking the law. You can't tell them, "Hey, you shouldn't break the law." If somebody's breaking into my house, I guess now I can't say anything.
That's your house, man.
Isn't part of the report somebody said there's a dispute going on outside? Okay, so we don't know exactly what was said, but there was enough of a scene being made.
It was loud.
That somebody came into the gas station and said, "Hey, there's something going on outside." If that's the case, maybe again, we don't know if she maybe started getting loud or if this man started getting loud, but obviously there was something of a concern to the public that somebody came in and had to say something to the store manager.
And by the way, Vinny, if you saw the video,
there's
several parking spots open. There's several parking spots open.
Listen, I understand what you're saying. She wasn't supposed to be parked there.
Right.
If she got out of the car and she's walking around and she's just left unattended, clearly she wasn't going to be there for very long. Technically, did she do something wrong? Yes, but it's a very minor offense. And if she was there, if somebody else with a wheelchair had to walk like 20 feet or 30 feet, it's just ridiculous. Like, I understand that this is technically the law. You're not supposed to be there without a permit. But I just think that you're a freaking busybody worrying about something that's so minute when there were at least 5 or 6 open parking spots there for other people to use.
Yeah.
It was just, it wasn't warranted.
He was. I mean, it was an older man. He got shoved out. I mean,
47.
He was 47 years
somebody.
Old.
No, you don't push somebody, but this guy was a freaking busybody.
Yeah.
I understand it's a handicapped parking spot, but nobody else was struggling to get to the door. She clearly wasn't going to be there for very long. She didn't even get out of the car. The car was still running.
She was there long enough for them to have an argument. She was there long enough for her boyfriend to come out, push somebody, and get shot.
He was in the store for 1 minute. The car was running. And by the way,
much longer than 1 minute.
If the car is running,
he wasn't in the store for 1 minute.
Okay, how long was he in there?
Longer than a minute.
Tell me how long he was in there.
But that's the question we're asking. How do you know how long he was in there?
Yeah, I want to know, Vinny.
Well, I'm in my car. I don't have the video. Do you want to? You could watch it again.
I watched it a bunch of times.
The surveillance is only, it's like 20 seconds long.
Yeah.
He was in the 20 seconds long.
Of what I saw, the surveillance video is 20 seconds long.
Yeah.
But I only see the surveillance. They're only showing me where he comes out and shoves the guy. So I don't know how. I didn't see it from start to finish, but that's all that there is that is available.
Well, all I know is I've heard a lot of I've seen a lot of cases where I thought the stand your ground laws were, you know, shouldn't be in effect, and I really didn't agree with them. And this is one time I after seeing the video, I actually think, yeah, you know what? You don't shove somebody like that.
But do you deserve to die?
Yeah, does it warrant death? Does the punishment fit the crime is what we're asking.
I don't. I don't know. Myself, I would never shove anybody. I would never start an argument.
Okay, that's not what we're asking. Good for you. Good for you. Good on you.
Yeah.
But if you get shoved, are you going to shoot someone in the chest twice?
I don't know.
As he's stepping away from you.
If I feel like I'm being attacked, as he's stepping away, probably not. But there again, in the heat of the moment, I mean, just because we can tell from the camera angle that we're looking at that he's stepping away, we don't know what this guy was thinking. He was just shoved by someone.
Right.
He just landed right on the ground.
Well, absolutely.
I don't think, again, from what the data that I see, my personal opinion, this does not warrant a shot to the chest.
He pointed the gun at the guy. The guy took a step back. Then he popped two caps in him.
I don't know.
Look at the video again.
It's 100. It's Vinny. It's 100. Vinny, it's 100% accurate.
The people in Florida will have to decide if.
Sure. No.
Change the law.
Right. It's not against the law. We're not arguing that. We're just we think the law is flawed.
Get shot in a situation like that. Don't attack somebody. It's a I've never been shot. I've never attacked anyone. So.
We're not, again, Vinny, we're not justifying either party here, okay?
No,
we're
no, just, yeah. I've already said that the guy was in.
The guy a busybody.
The guy is a busybody. He's a bitch-ass little busybody,
yeah.
But he was within the guidelines of the law.
So if you see somebody doing something, you just shouldn't do anything.
If I see somebody with the car running, guess what?
So
my life is.
All of the.
Listen, Vinny, listen. I am not some goddamn parking spot superhero. Shut up and let me talk. I'm not some parking spot superhero. I just told you shut up, you little bitch. I'm not some parking spot superhero that's going to go jumping down somebody's throat because they ran in to get a soda pop.
No,
it's not
you're
my
just
job.
A little baby. You have to tell
I'm a little baby.
Because you can't because use you your can't words.
I'm
you
using words. You're talking over my words. You're an idiot. You're an idiot. You're an idiot, little bitch ass.
Wow.
I think he's the kind of guy that, like, goes with a measuring stick on people's lawns to say, hey, your grass is too long. I'm going to file a report.
He probably has a George Zimmerman t-shirt, too.
This guy has nothing going on for him in his life, clearly. And same with the guy that shot this guy.
Jesus, dude.
Like, I understand what you're saying. Like, yeah, of course, you're not supposed to park in the handicapped parking spot.
Right.
But what kind of schmuck? Like, let's be real people here, okay?
Yeah.
Real people. You're going to go up to somebody and complain. Maybe if you're with someone who's handicapped, hey, can you please move? Hey,
right.
Can you please move? I need this spot.
Yeah.
Okay, there you go.
Yeah.
But on behalf of everybody else, you're this vigilante, like, freaking superhero Robin Hood of the handicapped people that aren't even there.
And I feel bad for calling him names. That's a lowbrow.
Don't.
Listen, here's the thing. Vinny, if you're listening, and you are, I got a confession. When I go to the bathroom in public, I poop in the handicapped stall every single time.
Oh, my God.
Every time. It's bigger. It's more comfortable. You got your own sink. It's a goddamn one-bedroom apartment when it comes to pooping.
I thought I knew you, Johnny.
I use it every time.
You know what I
care? You know what I'll do? I'll use it, and if I see wheels coming underneath the stall and I see them there, I'll go, oh, sorry. I'll hurry it up.
You know what I do?
What?
I'll tell you what I do.
What?
I use the family bathroom in the mall.
All the time!
All the time.
With no family!
Nope.
I am a family member!
Just me.
How do people feel about getting Big Fitness Energy at Planet Fitness for $15 a month? They feel as thrilled as a kid the first summer they're tall enough to ride the roller coaster. That's right. When you join Planet Fitness right now, you get access to tons of equipment and free fitness training in a clean and spacious club. Don't wait. Join the judgment-free zone today for that all-day energy. Download the free Planet Fitness app and join today for $15 a month.
Hurry. Deal ends September 12th. Join today for $15 a month.
See Home Club for details.